Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The United States has long been the world's most generous provider of health and humanitarian assistance to people around the world. This assistance is provided with the support of the American taxpayer, with the reasonable expectation that it will serve a useful purpose and reach those in need. Unfortunately, the World Health Organization, or WHO, has failed badly by those measures, not only in its response to COVID-19, but to other health crises in recent decades, said State Department spokesperson Morgan Ortegas in a statement. As a result, the United States announced its official withdrawal from the WHO effective on July 6, 2021. The United States' commitment to health assistance abroad remains strong. In the lead-up to the withdrawal, the administration is examining ways to leverage the expertise of key U.S. government departments and agencies and the U.S. private sector to deliver essential support rapidly to other countries to prevent, detect, and respond to infectious disease outbreaks at their source and humanitarian emergencies. Since 2001, the U.S. government has contributed more than $142 billion to help prevent, detect, and treat HIV/AIDS, malaria, tuberculosis, Ebola, and other dangerous diseases and conditions. We give an average of $10 billion per year for global health, and this year it will be double that as we surge to fight COVID-19 worldwide, said USAID Assistant Administrator for Global Health, Dr. Alma Golden. The United States is determined to ensure that its withdrawal from WHO does not affect the level of its overall health assistance to the most vulnerable. The United States leads the world in health and humanitarian aid through an All of America effort, added Dr. Golden, and we are committed to ensuring that our generosity directly reaches people around the world.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.